Well, I'm sitting right across from the Stock Exchange on the steps of Federal Hall, where George Washington became president and hundreds of bankers swarmed in panic during the 1929 crash. These days, it's awash with curious tourists who've come to see Wall Street for themselves.
Oh, we are expecting to see the final clash.
The final crash?
Yeah, it would be fun.
It's the dark street.
Did you think it would be bigger, Wall Street?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's like a theatre.
Yes.
Like a theatre?
Yes, with actors, so yes.
It's certainly the scene of some serious drama this week.
Yes. Yeah.
My name is Kristen Aguilera. I'm the communications director here at the Museum of American Finance.
I mean, it's a really pretty grand building, isn't it? This sort of points to really sort of Wall Street's glorious past in some ways.
It's actually a gorgeous building and completely appropriate to have a financial museum here. This is the former home of the Bank of New York.
I suppose in some ways the museum symbolizes, you know, what's happened to Wall Street itself.
We attract a lot of visitors who come to New York who want to sort of be part of the action of the financial world, and they still come to Wall Street. It's still very much the place that people come.
And the fact is, Wall Street's much more of an idea than a real place now, isn't it?
It really is, yes.
For the few banks left on Wall Street, these are anxious times. One banker, nervously grabbing a smoke on the pavement, said they'd never felt more lonely down here.
It's tough. The market's taking a... it's crashing down, but we're still around, we're working hard.
Are you still sort of glad to get up in the morning and come and work on Wall Street?
I'm glad to be working, be it Wall Street or wherever, but with so many people losing their jobs.
A slight sense of dread getting off the subway in the morning then, I imagine.
Definitely.
Thanks. You like coffee?
Take care, have a good day.
Khalid is one of the great survivors of Wall Street. He's been selling coffee and donuts from his cart down here for more than 20 years. As far as he's concerned, this time the cups really run dry.
The Black Monday in 1987, and there's the second one. Very bad now. I'm barely surviving. And going to be residential, you know, everybody's leaving. The big companies are leaving, and just getting from bad to worse.
So it's more about boutiques and residential than it is about banking these days.
Right. It's going to be something different. It won't be Wall Street anymore.
But it'll survive?
That's all in God's hand. Hopefully it will. Hopefully.
Well, I've just bumped into one of the many new residents of Wall Street in recent years, Terence Scally. Walking his dog outside the also recently arrived Tiffany's Jewelers, he's not surprised by what's going on around him.
It's actually always crazy, because between the construction and the tourist and the business, I don't know, it's changing. There's, you know, finally we're getting restaurants and stuff, so it's not like this barren wasteland of big buildings, but not there yet. It may be slow now after all of this. It may stop growing.
You're here selling Wall Street Bulls.
That's correct. Wall Street Bulls, I got one bear. You could bet that the medium-sized banks are going to step up and fill the shoes of the big boys. You know that's going to happen.
So you predict that they'll be back on Wall Street, that the banks will come back?
The bigger and better banks will be back.
No one knows how long the crisis mood will last here, but the big banks and finance houses almost all moved out a long time ago. Wall Street will live on in the mind, but Wall Street, the place, has almost vanished from view.